It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Grab your shoes and your 12-pound ball because we're headed to the bowling alley.
Wisconsin has a long history with bowling, but the industry around the sport is changing.
The number of bowling alleys in the country has declined over 30% since 2005. That's according to the market research firm IBISWorld.
The industry is also seeing some consolidation, with larger corporations like Bowlero buying and redeveloping bowling alleys into more expansive family entertainment centers, with recent acquisitions in Appleton and Milwaukee.
Some smaller family-owned bowling centers in the state have had to adapt to compete, and we're checking in with a couple of long-running community staples about how their local business has changed. Jeremy Brenner is the third-generation owner of Generations Lanes in El Dorado. That's near Fond du Lac. Jeremy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, I want to hear some of the history of Generations Lanes. It has that name for a reason. How has this business passed along through the generations in your family?
So in the late 40s, it was in a transition of thinking about putting in bowling lanes. Prior to that, it was a dance hall, and it had a barber shop and an ice cream parlor and all kinds of stuff in the building. But by 1951, my grandpa Otto Zahn had taken over operations. It sounds, in the history, obviously, being that long back, is a little bit, there's a few discrepancies, but it sounds like in 51, there was a transition of ownership that didn't necessarily go the smoothest. Maybe he took it over and then sold it. And then the other owner had something come up, and he reestablished the business, or took it back under control. But it's been continuously owned by my family since 1952.
Now, I picture like kind of your old school Wisconsin small town bowling alley back in the day. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like maybe before you were born, and how it's changed over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure there's been an incredible amount of changes since 1952, when my grandpa started running the business. Bowling was a very big draw, especially having a bowling alley in a small town with limited other activities back at that time. But I think it's safe to say that it was primarily a drinking establishment with a bowling alley that was also utilized. You know, as you get into the 70s and 80s, bowling became very large. Filling leagues was easy because people, you know, back in the 70s, even into the 80s, it seems like you had, at least in our area, you had two options for entertainment. And that was, you played softball in the summer and you bowled in the fall. And there wasn't a whole lot else to do with your free time.
We see, Jeremy, on the national scene, a lot of bowling alleys have closed. A lot of people are saying, hey, we're not filling up leagues. We're not, bowling isn't the draw it was back in the 70s and 80s. What are you seeing in your local community there?
I think that's accurate. It's definitely harder year after year to be filling leagues. We have a very good core group of customers. They come back year after year. But you don't see a lot of influx of young new bowlers coming in. Filling leagues is a challenge. Even since 2009, when I've taken over, it seemed like 2009 to say 15-ish, there is a larger drawback for me in leagues, and then it's held relatively steady for the last 8 to 10 years.
Well, and I was looking at your menu. Now, I think of the old school menu, you know, maybe there's burgers and fries or frozen pizzas or what have you. You've got a full-on restaurant basically going there. Is that part of how you've adapted to changing times for a bowling alley?
Yeah, absolutely. Our homemade soups, homemade pizzas, we pride ourselves on having a very cost-effective menu and providing a variety without making it too complex for our staff to try and cook. Our kitchen's also open anytime that the bar is open, so we don't close down at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. We keep it available for customers whenever they're around, and in the last year or two, it's actually has been the first time since I've owned it where the food sales has totaled more than the bar and bowling sales combined.
Has that kind of changed the way you think of operating this? We are not, you're not a bowling alley with drinks. You're kind of an entertainment, a destination with all of this different stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's family. It's a family first establishment. We provide bowling. Yes, that's great. But if we had to just survive on bowling, there would have to be some significant changes to our hours. Right now we're open 365 days a year at 11 o'clock every day. That wouldn't be the case if we were a primarily bowling establishment.
Now there's of course the everyday bowling there, but also you kind of bill yourself as an event venue. You might do birthdays or whatever. How much of that event type stuff is helping keep the alley open?
Birthday parties are popular, especially in the months of January, February, March, and into April. But throughout the summer and the fall, there's relatively little amount of birthday parties. From bowling birthday parties, mm-hmm. for example, just because you're competing against, we're not a tourist destination. Sure. So you're competing against camping and weddings and people vacationing in the summer. But it's definitely a key component of the business. January, February, March, even November, December is decent.
Now there in El Dorado, do you feel like, you're kind of a community center for people, like for locals, like this is a place they see as an important part of the community they live in?
Yeah, we get amazing support from our local high school, which is in Rosendale. The high school goes by Laconia. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the women's athletic high school athletic programs, but our girls basketball team is on an incredible run. They're 3 years ago, they were state runner up. The last 2 years, they're state champions. We've got bumped up a division due to the competitive balance this year. But during that state run, before and after the state games and the sectional games, I get supported incredibly well by the basketball team and their organization. But integrating ourselves into the community, being strong sponsors of the fire department and the first responders and the Lions Club and all of the various athletic programs through Laconia is absolutely a huge part of our business and keeping ourselves front of mind when there's events like that going on.
Now, of course, you're busy running your own business there, but do you kind of stay on top of what is happening with other bowling alleys around the state? Or are you in communication with peers and seeing, how they're doing, how they're innovating?
To some extent, I do. Yeah, I have a very good working relationship with the centers in our area. Actually, as I mentioned earlier, we're replacing a part back on the lanes right now before I took this call, but it was a back end motor and it's something that we didn't have a spare. So the Ledgeview Lanes and Fond du Lac let us use one of their motors, put it on until we could get ours replaced. So, I'm in contact loosely with the surrounding bowling alleys. So as far as an innovation goes, there's a lot of between Facebook and other, the Professional Bowling Proprietors of America, there's a lot of resources out there to see what's going on in the bowling industry and, pick some ideas from it.
And that repair issue reminds me, like when you need bowling alley repairs, is there somebody to call? Are there local repair people or do you have to get on a long waiting list these days?
I'm fortunate enough, if I would get in a situation where I can't fix something, I have a gentleman that'll come out from about 5 hours away in Minnesota and work on it. He comes out about 3 days a year and just does some preventative work for me. And that way I stay in good contact with him. He's available on a phone call if need be. Otherwise, if there's something shorter term, the mechanic at Ledgeview which is a large center in Fond du Lac, would make time to fit me in to get me back running. So having resources like that it's just invaluable. So there is very little resources from a bowling alley mechanic standpoint, which is a big driver of why you see string pins and string centers coming into more commonality throughout the industry.
Gotcha. Jeremy, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Jeremy Brenner is the third generation owner of Generations Lanes in El Dorado near Fond du Lac. He was with us to share how his long-running bowling alley is keeping up with changes in the family recreation business. Now we turn to another Wisconsin bowling alley that's adding new offerings to keep up with the times and attract a younger generation. Jalen Kanabe is the proprietor of Sunset Bowl Entertainment Center in Waukesha. Jalen, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Can you give us a little of the history of how your family got into the bowling business and open up Sunset Bowl?
Sure. So we did not open Sunset Bowl. It was pre-existing before my family came into play. But my dad took over, bought it in 1999. He was managing there prior to that. I don't know how long off the top of my head. He bought it in 99, and then I took over summer of 2022. So that's kind of the little short background there.
And how have you seen the bowling industry in the Waukesha area change over the years?
Sure. I think that it's kind of had its ups and downs. Recently, I think it's been great. I think there's been a lot more kids getting back involved, which is awesome. When I was bowling in junior leagues, I felt like there was a little bit of a decline with youth bowling, and now it's seeming to pick right back up. So that's pretty great to see.
Now, you're still open, obviously. Have you seen other businesses in the area that had done bowling in the past get out of the business?
Yeah, there's been quite a bit. The big one that for me, I'm not that old, so there's been a lot that have been closing over the years. But the two main ones that I can remember were AMF Waukesha and then Fracaro's Lanes. Those were the two that I remember going out of business.
Now, you're seeing more youth bowling these days than when you were a kid. Do you have any ideas why that might be? What's bringing kids back into it?
I think that the schools have been a lot more helpful. When I was bowling, the schools didn't really want much to do with bowling, which was really unfortunate. But it seems that the schools have been a lot more willing to promote it and be involved with the kids that bowl. And that makes, obviously, kids joining a lot easier when schools are advertising. Otherwise, people don't know about it. So I think the schools have a big impact on it.
How have you adapted the business, you and your family, over the years to try to offer more than just bowling to your customers?
We have quite a bit. We do a lot of pool leagues. Waukesha runs City Pool, and we're probably one of the biggest hosts of City Pool in the area. So we have pool leagues on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and then tournaments on the weekend. My dad put in volleyball courts and batting cages. So we have volleyball leagues in the summertime, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We have the batting cages that are pretty old, but we have a lot of softball teams that we sponsor that play down the street from us in a city league. So people come to use the batting cages. And then we offer like children's birthday parties. We revamped our arcade, so we have that opportunity available to people. So those are kind of just a couple of short ways.
Now, there have been big changes in entertainment over the years where people have, you know, home streaming of video and video games and computer games at home and concern that people don't want to go out and do stuff. And then, of course, there was COVID. Do you feel like there's a hunger for people to go out and do entertainment stuff together in person with other people?
Yes, I do think right after COVID, COVID obviously very, very, very much hurt us, but people came right back out, got back into bowling. We're doing birthday parties again, hanging out with people. The one thing that I have noticed with the streaming services, however, it's very difficult to get events on your TVs nowadays. You have to have about every single streaming service available just to have events playing on your TVs. The biggest decrease that I've noticed is the Packer games. We used to have pretty good Packer football crowds. And now I noticed that a lot more people want to stay home on Sundays, stay in, have their football parties. So that was the biggest decrease that I've noticed. Otherwise, people have still been coming out. So it's been good.
It seems like when people are going out to places, I see more and more like big entertainment centers where there's lots and lots of different stuff to do. You've clearly moved in that direction. Do you feel pressure to do even more, to get bigger and to have more offerings there?
Yes, there's always pressure. I think there's always pressure to keep up. There's always something newer and greater that is coming out every single year. And there is a lot of pressure keeping up. Our game room was recent. We did that within the past couple of years. We needed to get, you know, the swipe cards and no more tokens anymore and actual tickets, all electronic stuff. So that was a big pressure. But yeah, there's constantly stuff that could be added and could be done. It's just, you know, it's expensive, and doing stuff like that isn't always just like a hop, skip, and a jump through to get things rolling. So yeah, there definitely is a lot of pressure, but I hope to kind of keep with it.
What are some of the next things that are on the horizon for you that you're thinking, okay, maybe we got to branch out into that too?
Sure. So these are all just things that I would like to do, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure where they're at yet. So eventually I do think the batting cages will either get revamped or will probably go. I would like to do something along the lines of having more of like a bags cornhole area, or doing even like pickleball, some type of courts there, something cool like that. It's kind of just brainstorming ideas. Another idea that I've had is trying to maybe put in a golf simulator or something along those lines over in our sports bar. So those are two things that are kind of on my radar, not in the works yet, but two things I would like to do.
Now, you mentioned that the schools are open to, you know, working with kids who are bowling, and that's great. How much do you have other like local community partnerships or connections with other, you know, businesses or organizations or whatever as part of the Waukesha community?
Oh gosh, yeah, we do a lot of stuff. We have a lot of groups that we work with. We have a very big partnership with a lot of the special needs group homes in the area. We run a lot of leagues, a lot of Special Olympics events that are not necessarily ran through the schools, but more so with like the groups around the area. We do a lot of work events, a lot of corporate events. We have a big Generac event every year. So a lot of those neighboring businesses, SPX, it's not SPX anymore. I don't even know what the new name of it is, but a lot of like the big corporations around us do their holiday parties, do fun work events by us. So yeah, we have a lot of partnerships in the area.
Now, bowling leagues, I hear again and again over the years that fewer people are doing leagues. What have you seen at Sunset?
Recently, I would actually say no, I wouldn't agree. I feel like our leagues have been way better the past couple of years. Ever since COVID, we had to kind of do a rebuild there. But a lot of people are getting into the couples leagues that you only have to commit to something once a month or twice a month. That's a lot more common for people now, since it's not like a weekly commitment every single night for 32 weeks, 33 weeks, however long it goes. But even our weekday leagues are pretty much full. So our league bowling has been very good by us. And I would actually say as good as open play is, that I would like to see kind of come back a little bit, but that's so weather dependent in Wisconsin. So I think once we get into the colder months here, we'll see that pick up a little bit too.
Jalen, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Jalen Kanabe runs Sunset Bowl Entertainment Center in Waukesha. Earlier we heard from Jeremy Brenner, owner of Generations Lanes in El Dorado. They're with us for a look at the business of bowling alleys in Wisconsin as their family-run businesses compete in a shrinking and consolidating industry.